T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tini Dvorak at all the angles, though, for the Falcons out of Flowery Branch as she covers the team and joins us this morning on the waveport.com outline. Hey, Tinitra.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How you doing?
Well, you know, other than our technical difficulties, but that's so 840. That's so sweet tea. That's so 2020. I'm here. We're good.
That's all that matters. You're here.
I just keep smiling and telling myself, be positive. It's a Falcons Friday. Let's get it in.
I guess I didn't so much expect, I knew that Raheem was going to kind of brand the team. I guess I didn't expect the Dirty Bird to kind of rear its head here, which is good. I'm not upset with that, but I mean,
right. Here
we go with the Dirty Bird again.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting because, you know, there are times when the Falcons franchise tries to kind of shy away from some of the things of old, but I love what his explanation was. And when you think about what that explanation was, it just made sense. He was talking about it just in terms of them, you know, just digging in and getting grimy with every play back in the day. And also talking about the fact that that was a team that everyone, or teams back in that late 90s era, that everyone had written off and kind of said, hey, they're average at best. And they always seem to just kind of make the doubters turn away and kind of make the haters rethink themselves. So I think he was talking more about that and also the mindset of getting after it. I think we could all agree that we saw that whole, and I'm taking kind of forward, John, as well, but sort of taking the Dirty Birds and what they were known for, just gutting it out and just being the underdog and taking that seriously, marrying that with this whole concept of the Dan Quinn's regime of being fast and physical. I think we kind of finally saw that out of the Falcons last week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that. Not saying that Dan Quinn didn't do it, Coach Quinn didn't do it, because
right.
He tried to do that too, but for whatever reason, since I've been here, it has not, like, when you talk about that, the Chuck Smiths and Jesse mm-hmm. Tuggles and guys like that, and that team that went to the Super Bowl,
yes.
That's what I remember, Jamal Anderson. That's
yes.
what I remember about Atlanta, because we can't, that year was my first year in Philadelphia, and we mm-hmm. played them. And they went to the Super Bowl. We played them in a tough game, and I'm like, man, that's a tough-ass team. And that's where the Dirty Bird came from. So I don't understand. I never understood why it felt. I'm not saying it happened that way, but it just felt like, for whatever reason, what that team accomplished was never celebrated. It was celebrated in the city by the folks, but it just felt like they never really, kind of brought those guys back in. And when you right. think about the history of say the Pittsburgh Steelers, Tanisha, your team, you know, history with the defense there goes back a long time.
Yeah.
It goes
yeah.
And they celebrate those guys. And I think that the Falcons should embrace the past. I mean, because it's the past. I mean, it's a part of their history. So yeah, you should embrace it.
Yeah, agreed.
We are talking with Tanitra Batiste as we get ready for the Lions. We know that Detroit has kind of been a hard luck team, Tanitra, sort of like the Falcons. What are they going to face? You know, what are the team talking about? What is the number one goal here to kind of slow down to make sure that they can keep the Lions in check?
Well, it depends on which side of the ball you want to talk about and where they want to, you know, where the Falcons are going to hang their hats. You know, it's interesting, John, because the two teams are very similar both in what they bring to the table on offense and defense and also what they're trying to accomplish now. With the Lions, they're trying to get back to 500 and maybe still, in their mind, make a go of it in the NFC North. But I think it just really depends. So do you want to help? Give me a little more specifics on that one, John, and then we can kind of talk about which side of the ball.
Well, the defense played really well, you know, especially early on against Kirk Cousins and the Vikings, and they limited and made them kind of one-dimensional. And so, you know, when you're trying to make the Lions one-dimensional, are you trying to take away the run and make Matt Stafford beat you with Kenny Golladay, or are you trying to take away the pass? And, you know, where's the point of emphasis? Did they talk about that at all?
Yeah, and not only they talked a little bit about it, but I think it's more important where we think they're going to kind of hang their hats. I think the Falcons should be able to slow down DeAndre Swift just enough to force the Lions to kind of rely on the passing attack. And yes, you do have Kenny Galladay to worry about. You've got Marvin Jones to worry about. And if nothing else, Matt Stafford was efficient last week against the Jaguars. But let's talk about A.J. Terrell. Let's talk about what we're seeing out of that rookie and the fact that if he's the one that's going to go up against Kenny Galladay all game, then you should be encouraged by that. Because remember, when you think about him and that first pick, you know, his first career pick ever last week, when the Vikings tried to line him up against Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson, and kind of stuck that tight end in there, AJ was smart enough and his instincts kicked in to kind of see where's Thielen going, where's Jefferson going. So you're seeing the Falcons overall kind of showing a little bit more of that fast and physical and flying around. And then you actually saw AJ deliver that. Also, you saw him with open field tackles. As you guys know, he was one of the top tacklers last week for the Falcons. So I think if you get what you need out of him and you get a little bit more out of that pass defense, you get a little bit more out of corners, I think you, if you can slow down DeAndre Swift, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm kind of – you know, the only problem I had with the defense last week is that A.J. Terrell was your leading tackler.
Yes.
Like that,
yes.
That to me is a problem.
And too, by the way.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, Kirk Cousins struggled. Like, he struggled mightily. And there were a lot of passes that he missed in that game. I don't think Matt Stafford's going to miss that many. You know, and that's the thing. You know, and I think that they're going to try to, you know, soften you up with the passing game. But the soften you up with the running game. But I think the passing game is going to be big for this game. So that's why, you know, I picked Detroit in this one, because I think that the quarterback play is going to be much better than you got from Kirk Cousins.
Well, there's no doubt of that, right?
So
talk to me about what the Falcons are talking about, you know, offensively now. We saw, you know, Julio have a huge game last week. Is the sense, I know he's back at practice, that we don't have to really worry so much about the hamstring right now? Is that an issue that's a little bit aside?
Yeah. I think you can breathe a sigh of relief based on what you saw last week and based on the fact that it was more about rest with him not practicing on Wednesday and with him coming back with limited availability on Thursday. But going back to, you know, something Hugh was talking about as well and what you just mentioned, John, I absolutely agree with you. I don't think we're going to see Hugh out of Matt Stafford, what we saw out of Kirk Cousins last week. But what I also think is, based on something that Hayden Hurst has been talking about, and even Matt Patricia talked about on the availability yesterday for coaches' availability, is what you're going to see out of an expanding and an evolving and a going back to form Falcons offense. So one of the things the Lions have done very well is get out of the gate and score early, and then they kind of slow it down in the end. Sound familiar? But what we're seeing, what we saw last week out of the Falcons offense was that they were able to sustain themselves a bit better. They spread the ball around, and from what we heard from Dirk Cutter, Hayden Hurst, and even what Matt Patricia is expecting, is that you're going to get more out of particularly Hayden Hurst. So I think if you can get that going, and I think if the Falcons can strike first, especially taking advantage of a real shaky Lions run defense, and I know, against Jacksonville, they only gave up 44 rushing yards, but you have to look at who was in the backfield for Jacksonville versus who was in the backfield for the teams in prior weeks. You let Gurley, Hill, Ito Smith eat, I think they're going to be fine.
I agree.
It may be a track meet, but I still think that the Falcons have what they need in a healthy Julio Jones and in Gurley starting to hit his stride, Brian Hill getting more touches, and maybe getting Ito and Hayden involved a little bit more. I think they've got what they need in order to outlast the Lions.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.